Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The CEOs of more than 160 companies have been calling on Mayor de Blasio to tackle quality of life issues in the city and convince workers that it is safe to return to work. Joining us live now is Greg David with the news website The City. Greg, what are these business leaders asking for specifically?
Well, specifically, there are three concerns. The most pressing concern, I actually think, is the issue of the homeless and the way it's making many people feel uncomfortable in the city. Homeless on the street, of course, we're talking about. The rise in crime, the shootings, and the murders clearly have unsettled a lot of people. And just a general sense that actually the city's dirtier, that it's not as clean as it used to be. And it's very unusual for business leaders to publicly go after the mayor like this. I think this is a sign of really great frustration on the part of business leaders about what they perceive as a lack of leadership coming from Mayor Bill de Blasio and City Hall.
The Wall Street Journal says some business districts have actually hired extra security this summer, and the letter sent by business leaders last week suggests conditions in the city are dire. Is it really as bad as they claim, and could it actually be having an adverse effect on people returning to their jobs in the city?
Well, we could debate endlessly how bad it is. I mean, the statistics show clearly there are many more shootings, there are more murders. Some of them, not many, but some of them are occurring near or in business districts. But the facts or what it really is like doesn't matter if the perception is that I'm not going to be safe in the city and therefore I'm not willing to come back to my offices. That's the problem. And that's the problem that has to be solved.
Yeah, the old perception is reality concept. This is a case where the city needs the businesses as much as they need the city. So how can they work together?
Well, that's what really annoys the business leaders. They went to City Hall over the summer with all kinds of ideas about how the private sector could help the city in these dire times. The economy's dire. The city's budget condition is dire. And they didn't get much of a response from City Hall. Is it because the mayor is focused on other issues? I think that's likely to be the most important reason. And therefore, they're very frustrated. Now, the mayor did not engage in any great controversy when the letter came out last week. He said the city always wants to work with people, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe this will result in a change of policy on the part of the administration. But what's really important here, the business leaders say, is for City Hall to reach out and say, let's get together and let's do something.
You know, the mayor says, hey, we're broke. He's been talking about the need maybe to borrow money to make up for the losses brought on by the pandemic. Are these business leaders barking up the wrong tree? Should they be addressing the state or the feds instead?
Well, most of them support additional federal aid, though they don't support borrowing. But Kathy Wild, who orchestrated the letter and is the CEO of the New York City Partnership, said very clearly in every interview she did last week, these problems were here when the city was flush with money. It's not a question of money. People say you had all the money in the world to fix these problems and didn't. And so they do not think the issue is money. And they also think that if the mayor gets this money, it's not clear that anything will change.
Greg David at The City. Greg, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.